Supporters of the state's renewable portfolio standard recently celebrated when utilities collectively generated more than 10% of Wisconsin's electricity from renewable sources. That meant the power companies were almost 2 years early in hitting a target set out in a 2005 state law. Governor Scott Walker says if he's reelected this fall, state government would not use what he calls a heavy hand in increasing the use of renewable sources.
What I think we can do is through incentives and other methods out there, we can make it more than achievable. We've seen that in other areas with incentives and encouragement. We can get down that path. I don't know that it's something where the government needs to play a direct role in terms of upping a mandate as much as being aggressive.
The leading Democratic candidate for governor, Mary Burke, was not available for an interview. But Keith Riopel of the group Clean Wisconsin says more than marketplace incentives may be needed. He says the 2005 law and an earlier version signed by Republican Governor Tommy Thompson have succeeded in sparking the utilities to act.
We know that when you have that policy in place so that the utilities have certainty about what is being required and what their goals are, it absolutely helps to develop those resources in a more efficient, orderly, and consistent way.
Riopel encourages Governor Walker to convene a diverse group to talk about the next phase of renewable energy in Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.